This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, it's 7 p.m. Central tonight. My interview with Tucker Carlson is going to drop. Appreciate Tucker's courage. A lot of new people tuning in. And Drew Hernandez, a really informed talk show host and activist and an amazing researcher and journalist, takes over right now. And then we've got the War Room with a guest host today. But Owen Schroyer reportedly gets out of jail a few weeks early. So they put him in solitary confinement, but now they're letting him out about 2 weeks early. We're going to be picking him up tomorrow in Louisiana and bringing him back to Austin. But right now, the great Drew Hernandez takes over. Drew, what do you got?
Alex Jones, good to see you. Welcome to the fourth hour of the most banned transmission in the universe, the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, it really is increasing, especially after this ridiculous clown show of so-called debate last night of the GOP primary. And I got to give credit to where credit is due. Vivek Ramaswamy coming out and saying what you're not allowed to say. I can't quite, you know, speak for the man's intentions, but what I can say is that some of the rhetoric that's coming out is absolutely necessary. January 6th being an inside job, talking about the absolute rigging of the elections in 2020. That's my opinion, and I think a lot of people in the United States of America have woken up to that reality. That's a huge red pill. I mean, the biggest red pill where the deep state absolutely failed was they come out, they launch the bioweapon out of Wuhan, they take Trump out, then they install a puppet, and they tell people you're not allowed to look into an election just 4 years later when they were questioning the elections. When they tell the American people you are not allowed to question the government, you're not allowed to question the so-called elections in the United States of America, that is a huge, I would use the word red flag, but that is a huge red pill. Just that alone right there. When you have a government that is coming out and telling the population that we are a so-called democracy, and even get some of these cucked out right-wingers that are saying, well, we are a constitutional republic. But then you get these neocons like Nikki Haley. Did you see her last night? What a total shill, dude. Nikki Haley absolutely exposed, just out in the open. You know, Vivek didn't even have to do what he did last night. Just straight up, Nikki Haley doesn't even know what to say. Doesn't even know what to say. Just openly admits that she would be willing to take money from anybody that supports us. Yeah, including who? Yeah, what? BlackRock? Including Klaus Schwab? George and Alex Soros? What, Lucifer himself? If Satan came to Nikki Haley's house and knocked on the door and said, here's some money, Nikki. We're here to support you. Well, we'll take money from anyone who supports us. Gosh, are we really returning back to this? Are we really returning back to this neocon establishment bought and paid for government puppet shills that literally take money from anybody? You know, this is interesting when you really think about it. This is how arrogant the New World Order has become. This is how arrogant, obviously, you know, Lucifer, the embodiment of pride, that's what got him cast out of, you know, heaven for his violation against God, wanting to be God, to ascend above God, the throne of God, the heavens. It's interesting that they are just out in the open. And I really want to zero in on this. Today's broadcast during the fourth hour is this Luciferian death cult that you're seeing. Because, like, you know, Alex Jones and InfoWars has been exposing for decades. Everyone called a conspiracy theorist. Everyone saying that this isn't even real. Everyone saying that, well, if you believe in that, you believe in a bunch of lies and nonsense and you don't believe in reality. What I find interesting is the deep state and the New World Order and this cabal and their arrogance, they don't even feel the need to sweep anything under the rug anymore. That's a level of deception that I'm going to talk about when we return from the break. That's a level of deception that I believe has increased. I think we've moved to a next level of deception in our world, in our civilization here in mankind, where Satan, where the Bible does indicate and openly exposes, he masquerades as an angel of light. He appears to be something good, when in reality it is 100% Satan. But now they're taking it to the next level where they don't even have to try to masquerade as anything. They're just out in the open, out in the open. Nikki Haley admitting she's willing to take money from anybody that supports us. Well, what? Including Satan?
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Have one of the most popular female teenage magazines in America openly promoting satanic rituals when combined with human child sacrifice. Now, I know this has been a story that's been floating around for the past couple weeks, but I mean, people really need to pay attention to this. I mean, there's a reason why you are seeing the rise in Luciferianism, the rise in the worship of the images of Baphomet. That's what the entire transhuman agenda literally is. Doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you find yourself on. I don't care if there's someone that claims to be on the right because they're fiscally conservative, or someone that claims to be on the left because they're a little more liberal with their financial spendings and they love gays and AIDS and HIV and all this nonsense. At the end of that tunnel, at the end of that rabbit hole, what is really the source of the transhuman agenda? What is really the source? Now, there's a reason why the depictions of Satan through Baphomet are what? Are what? Part beast and transhuman. Part female, part male. And they mix it with bestiality because that is the absolute perversion of God's creation. That is the absolute perversion of God's creation, an abomination, an abomination. Take beast and fuse it with male, human male. Take beast and fuse it with human female, and then fuse it together with fallen angel and entity, all these creations, and just grab them all together and throw them in a pot and mix them together. And what do you get? That is what Lucifer attempts to do, and that's why you see these depictions of Baphomet and these worships of satanic Luciferian occult imagery across the entire, not just the United States. I mean, listen, guys, we have seen in just the past 2 years alone of Luciferian Baphomet satanic cult, the so-called Church of Satan, altars being put up in state capitals across the United States of America, alongside, like I said, Cosmopolitan attempting to reach preteen girls, young girls, minor girls, that propaganda, literally teaching them to recite seances, saying, look in the mirror, and when you take the drugs, tell yourself, this is my will. My will be done. This is about me. This is literally what they tell them. And then when you feel comfortable, you say, it is done. It is finished. Literally taking words of Christ, words of God, and inverting them, because that's what Lucifer does. Takes the Bible, perverts it, twists it, inverts it, takes it out of context, uses. I mean, Satan is not original. Like, Satan is, I would say, the biggest grifter of them all. Lucifer grifts off of God. Lucifer grifts off of Jesus. Like, Lucifer, he imitates everything that God does. It's a counterfeit. It's evil. But you want to talk about absolute pathetic. Lucifer is the absolute 100% all time most inauthentic piece of garbage of all time. I mean, really think about that. You know, that's why when you see the pride in the LGBTQ community, what do? They steal everything from God. They're not original. They steal the rainbow. They got to steal everything in pop culture and, you know, sodomize it. They just take sodomy and sodomify it. I don't know, man. That's what they do. They got to steal everything. The Luciferians, they come in and they steal everything. They got to steal everything good about American culture that we love and patriotism. And then they got to invert it and pervert it and make it disgusting and absolute perverse. Because that's what Lucifer does. It's an absolute counterfeit. So when you see it that way, Satan is the ultimate grifter. I guess you could even say just absolute cringe, inauthentic copycats. You know what I'm saying? Like it's, but like I said, the origins of all of it are satanic. And you see this. You see this all over our culture. It's because God is ultimate. God is infinite. And God is the Alpha and the Omega. We're talking about Jesus Christ. So I find it interesting now that we've moved into these levels of deception. We've moved in these levels of deception. We've gone from the New World Order and the Antichrist systems, whether in the culture, whether in government, whether in politics, whether in education, whether in the scientific community, or whether even in the space community, the intelligence community. We've gone from this level of call everything a conspiracy, call everything a lie, call everything not real, for lack of a better term. We've gone from that level, and now we are moving to these levels, and we've seen civilization go through this. We have seen civilization, when they become totally depraved and reprobate, that's biblical, that is God's wrath. When God gives over a civilization or an individual to a reprobate mind, that is not a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what we are experiencing in the United States, particularly, and I would say worldwide as well. But what we've seen civilizations experience in the past is we see a rise in Luciferianism. We see a rise in the occult out in the open. Out in the open. As if we're celebrating a birthday. As if, it's part of the culture where it's just simply out in the open, business as usual. Or as if we're, celebrating a Super Bowl win. Or as if we're celebrating, you know, your favorite NBA team winning. Or you name it. Something that we could consider normie in our culture that when you see it, it's like just another day. And I think we've seen this, and actually I know we've seen this in civilizations in human history. And now where we are in American culture, in the timeline, in God's timeline for humanity, we find ourselves quickly approaching. And I believe we are here. I think we are approaching and we are here. I think that's why you are seeing Cosmopolitan put this out. I think that's why you are seeing these sodomites like Sam Smith with their occult, satanic, Luciferian, openly, rituals of worship at their concerts, Lil Nas X. I mean, the list goes on. I think, something red, that degenerate black rapper, I don't know what her name is, just openly on Instagram Live last week said, yeah, I sold my soul. I sold my soul. They got me. She literally said, they got me. I'm making too much money. I can't stop. I can't stop. That disgusting black girl with the red hair. What's her name, guys? I don't remember. The one that went viral for the song, which is like, my booty hole black. This is totally, sexually degenerate, reaching children and little kids. Even she came out last week, and this is huge. These are people that have massive influence. But like I said, nothing new under the sun. I think every single generation has a dose of Luciferianism and Satanism. I mean, you saw this in the 80s, heavily in the rock scene, heavily. Bands like Van Halen and AC/DC, Guns N' Roses. You see all this, pentagram, satanic imagery, Ozzy Osbourne, you name it, right? And then it shifts over to the early 90s, where Satanism is a little more, subliminal and conspiratorial. And then Sexy Red, there it is, Sexy Red. Yeah, she openly admitted she sold her soul, straight up, openly admitted on Instagram Live in front of millions of young people, just confirming the reality of that. But like I said, and then you move into the early 2000s and the massive impact. I mean, Alex Jones has been at this for decades, but you see, InfoWars and Alex Jones is really making a massive impact in the culture. I would say around, mid-90s late 2000s. That's when they really went out. Because when you really start becoming super effective, doing some serious damage, that's when they come and attempt to destroy you. But the point is this, is you see these machines like InfoWars, God using people like Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and the crew at InfoWars and Band.Video amplifying the existence of Satan and Luciferianism. That's when the CIA comes back in and says, okay, we'll make it, let's try to bury that and keep it more conspiratorial. Let's make it subliminal. All of the rappers, and then they invade hip hop. Get all the rappers out there, early 2000s, late 2000s, get them all making subliminal messaging, lacing it in their music, threading it in their music. But with the acceptance, because we are a depraved society, I think now we are just seeing it out in the damn open. We are watching it out in the open. They don't need these psyops anymore. They don't need to accuse people of being conspiracy theorists anymore. That is why you are seeing the normalization of Luciferianism and Satanism. Even with after school Satan clubs, guys. Oh, it's going to be fun. We'll be right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All the answers can be found in God's Word. All the answers can be found in the eternal, perfect, timeless Word of God. People need to understand that. All this Luciferianism and rise of Satanism in our culture, in education spaces, institutions, like I said, education, scientific community, even in the world of media and sports, you name it, the music industry, Hollywood, obviously, which is why Hollywood has fallen and continues to fall, because God will not allow that to continue to go on. But there is so much evidence around the world, not just the United States of America, where you are watching this allegiance to Satan, which, by the way, is biblical. I mean, we will see that in the end times. We will see a, like the Bible says, the Holy Spirit explicitly says that in the last days, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Now, who's in charge? Who's the commander-in-chief of the legions of demons? That's Lucifer himself. So people will be consciously betraying the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be consciously making a decision to, like the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, they will suppress the truth and accept the lie. They've dealt with the truth. They've heard the truth. They've dealt with the eternal, heavenly, authentic, absolute reality that breaches the matrix and the simulation that we are all in. But even then, they will suppress it and accept the lie. They will accept the Luciferianism. They will accept the doctrines of demons. They will accept the ideologies for the mind and the conscience and the spirit that is pledging allegiance to Lucifer himself. And even in the final, the great 7-year tribulation, it is ultimate Satanism out in the open, total deception. And people think it's good. People think it's attractive. People think that it's something that they should be a part of. Because the Antichrist himself is going to be an absolute rock star on planet Earth. He's going to be supernaturally empowered and equipped with levels of deception that the world has never seen before. But I think that's an indication of exactly where we're going, because now it's just right out in the open and people are accepting it and people are embracing it. They're embracing it. I mean, obviously the left has lost its mind, but don't fall for this two-party psyop in the United States of America where it's like, only the Democrats, only the Democrats are bad and Republicans are the good guys. Well, damn, I really hope some normies watched that damn debate last night and concluded very quickly that just because they got an R next to their name, they are not on your side. Nikki Haley, I just can't get over this, man. Nikki Haley absolutely just exposed in front of the entire world. Exposed in front of the entire world, openly admitting she's willing to take money from anybody on planet Earth for political purposes and escalation of her own campaign and authority and power. Doesn't even try and dodge effectively the question that, yes, she openly called for big tech to tie even anonymous social media accounts with personal information. Wow. Wow. Nikki Haley. Wow. On day one. Whoa. On day one. This tyrannical, authoritarian, antichrist spirit is in fallen mankind. Don't let politics or political parties limit your mind when it comes to the reality of what's really going on. Don't let political parties limit your mind Because a lot of people, they think that way. A lot of people think just because they're Republicans and they got an R next to their name that they're somehow the good guys. And you got both sides. I mean, Alex Jones has been exposing this for decades. Bohemian Grove, you got both of them. You got well-known Republicans, well-known Democrats. All of these people come together and worship Baphomet and worship Lucifer and hate humanity, hate children. Even last night, Chris Christie, that was insane, guys. I could not believe that we had a, you know, hey, you know who is the real shout out? Shout out to Chris Christie's podium last night. Whoa, shout out to Chris Christie's podium last night, because that damn thing, that damn thing held up that 480-pound fat guy the whole night. Shout out to Chris Christie's podium last night, because that podium showed some show. That podium showed the most strength last night. You know, Vivek was up there. It's Vivek Ramaswamy and Chris Christie's podium last night. Two strongest figures on that stage last night, but I just could not believe that this fat guy, this fat donut king, literally is like 400-pound dude, lecturing you and I about who is fit. It's like literally lecturing you and I who is fit to be the president of the United States. Dude, this 400-pound guy cannot even fit into his pants every single morning. Dude, this 400-pound fat guy probably can't even fit into his shoes every single morning. Give me a break. Let alone his shirt and his blazer. Who knows, man? You know, who knows how many blazers Chris Christie has gone through, like ripping them. Fat guy in a little coat. I just picture Chris Christie every single morning, like Chris Farley, fat guy in a little coat, just ripping every single one of his blazers. Oh, man, they must be frustrated with that guy. Could you believe that? Could you believe that guy? This 400-pound fat guy, the Donut King, lecturing me about who's fit to be, literally using the words, who's fit to be the president of the United States of America. Yeah, Chris Christie's definitely healthy. He's going to get us to the end of the finish line and beyond. Yeah, Chris Christie has, dude, this dude literally doesn't even have the stamina to sit up there and debate Vivek Ramaswamy, dude. Like, I thought Chris Christie was going to, like, waddle over. He was like, I'm not done talking, trying to be all super cringe. Then he's going to, like, waddle over like a baby Godzilla and swallow Vivek. Literally waddle over like baby Godzilla and swallow Vivek whole. Maybe that's the strat, guys. Maybe that's the Chris Christie strategy for his debates. All right, let's not feed him for at least 24 hours. Put him on the stage, and he'll be all hangry and pissed off, and maybe he'll perform better. I don't know. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? I just could not believe that last night. I could not believe that, dude, especially when they're talking about, you know, well, Trump is not mentally fit. He's not physically fit to be president because he's reaching his 80s. Oh, yeah, and Chris Christie is? Give me a damn break. Absolutely unreal. But if you need some serious evidence, and I've been telling people this for months, right before we got into the primaries, when all the Republican candidates started popping out announcing they're going to run against Trump, I told you guys, pay very close attention to who takes the deep state narrative of the weaponized indictments in DOJ against Trump. Pay very close attention to who takes that and uses it against Trump. And who was the number one person doing that last night? Chris Christie is a huge, fat, deep state plant. Huge, fat, deep state plant. And I wish Vivek would have gone a little harder last night. He's like, just shut up and go enjoy a nice meal. I wish he would have told him, just shut your fat mouth and go eat like 500 Big Macs and calm down, you hangry, fat monster. You're not going to lecture us. I wish Vivek would have said that. I think Vivek could be a little more based. But we'll see. He's one of those guys that I'm just kind of like, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see how Vivek stands against the deep state weaponized DOJ and FBI and CIA and then see where he stands. We'll be right back.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
p.m. Central Time, December 7th, 2023. Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, Breach the Matrix and Break the Internet, tonight on X. I encourage every single one of you guys to watch that tonight. I am extremely excited to watch this, because it's about damn time that Tucker brought Alex Jones on. And I think, you know, everything has to be done in its time. Everything has to be done in its time. Right timing has to be flawless. And I think tonight the internet's going to break. I think tonight the internet's going to shatter. And Alex said 7 p.m. Central. So make sure to watch that tonight, guys. It'll be on X, on Tucker Carlson's X account. It's going to be absolutely massive. And, you know, Elon, will Elon Musk retweet the Alex Jones interview with Tucker Carlson on X? Will Elon Musk retweet it? That is the question. You know, and I encourage all the InfoWarriors worldwide. InfoWarriors, here's the call. I'm putting out the call. InfoWarriors worldwide, tonight, when you retweet that interview, you make sure that you tag Elon Musk in it and say, reinstate Alex Jones now. Hashtag reinstate Alex Jones now. Don't put hashtag AJ now. No, put the man's name. Hashtag Alex Jones. Reinstate hashtag Alex Jones now. Tag Elon Musk in it. That's what we need to do tonight, guys. That's what we need to do. If Elon is truly free speech, then put Alex Jones back on X yesterday. Yesterday. This should have been happening a long time ago. And you guys know how I feel about that. Yes, yes. Tonight, 7 p.m. Central, Alex Jones will be on Tucker Carlson. And it is going to shatter the internet. I encourage every single one of you guys. I will be streaming it. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Go to my Twitter, @DrewHLive. The link in the bio, you guys can find that. I'm going to react to it live tonight. I want to just share this everywhere I can. Everywhere I possibly can. And I think tonight is the night, guys. Tonight is the night. Because what you're going to see out of this is, and this is what I've always, you know, and I know Joe Rogan has alluded to this, bringing Alex on to the Joe Rogan Experience based off of comments made on the show, that people need to see, like, they need to see Alex. They need to hear from him. They need to interact with how the man truly is, especially when it comes to some massive issues that have been weaponized against Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Band.Video. And now that Twitter seems to be a little more open, I think it's absolutely genius that that is the angle that Tucker and Alex took, because a lot of people that view Alex Jones as Darth Vader, that view Alex Jones as Lucifer himself, they start to listen, they start to see a different side, and they start to actually wake up to the reality that they've been lied to and they've been psyoped, not only by American media, but by globalist media worldwide. So stay tuned for that. Pray for that, actually. Pray for that tonight, guys. Pray for that, for God to put that out there and really utilize it to red pill, God pill, Christ pill, pull people out of the matrix, because that's what needs to happen. But like I said, I think the InfoWarriors worldwide need to call on Elon Musk not only to retweet the interview tonight, but to reinstate Alex Jones and officially reinstate Owen Schroyer. Anyone else that's been banned off of Twitter, Elon's got to do it. Elon's got to do it. If he is a free speech absolutist, according to his own words, he claims to be a free speech absolutist, and he could stand on that stage and tell the advertisers to F off, I'm not going to be blackmailed, then bring back those who are still banned. Bring them back. You have no fear, Elon? Then go and do it, buddy. Then go and do it. So, just wanted to put that call to action out there, guys. Everyone should be doing this tonight. Clip it up. All kinds of clips from the interview. I will be actively retweeting. Guys, you guys can DM me, tag me in it. We are going to flood. We're going to break the internet tonight. We are going to break the internet tonight. And I'm excited for that. But going back to the Donut King, you know, Chris Christie is not going to be the president of anything other than the Donut Kingdom. That's it. That's it. You know, Chris Christie, he could just start like a Krispy Kreme, you know, like a donut chain business. You know what I'm saying? He could call it the Donut Kingdom. And he could be the CEO and the president of the Donut Kingdom. And he'll be happy. He could live happily ever after with all of his donuts. You know, I'm pretty sure that guy loves having, you know, little, yes, he probably has sex with donuts too. You know, he could have his little life with his donuts. He could be the president of the Donut Kingdom. And he could leave us the hell alone. He could leave us the hell alone. But on a serious note, speaking of Luciferianism and speaking of Satanism, did you guys notice last night Did you guys notice how Chris Christie and Nikki Haley will not, and this is what I appreciate about Ron DeSantis. This is what I appreciate about Ron DeSantis when he takes a very aggressive stance against this LGBTQ, homosexual, transhuman agenda that is obviously targeting children. But did you guys notice last night, if you did watch it, Chris Christie and Nikki Haley together refused to answer the question as to whether they would bar parents from hacking the genitals of their own children. They refused to answer the question. Well, you know, the typical neocon answer you get from Christie and Nikki Haley. Well, you know, the conservative movement, we are always anti-big government and we want small government. So I don't want the government telling me what I can or cannot do with my kids. Wrong answer, dude. Wrong answer. Law and order must be upheld. You do not have the right to abuse your children. Parents do not have the right to abuse their children. You do not have the right to saw the penis off of your son. You do not have the right to hack your baby girl's breasts off before she has the conscious chance to choose when she goes through adolescence and becomes an adult. And even at that, I disagree with that. I think the whole transhuman agenda, which is all just homosexuality when you really peel back the layers, hacking the genitals of human beings, is satanic, it's Luciferian, and it should be banned not only out of children's community spaces, but it should be banned out of humanity entirely. Entirely. Yeah, that's where I stand, dude. That's where I stand. But Chris Christie will not even say no. Parents should not be hacking the genitals of their children. Chris Christie can't say that. Nikki Haley can't say that. Ron DeSantis was able to say it last night. And Vivek Ramaswamy seemed to be agreeing and concurring with Ron DeSantis on that point as well. You see, but that is the Luciferianism, guys. That's it. That's the transhumanism right there. And that's not coming from the left. Coming from the so-called right. The right-wing sect of the Uniparty. From the fat donut king of the donut kingdom, Chris Christie, 500-pound slob. Chris Christie is a slob, dude. I gotta start saying that more. That guy is just a slob. He's a slob. That dude probably doesn't even wipe his own mouth. That dude, that guy's like Jabba the Hutt, dude. He's just like Jabba the Hutt in real life. He just like, he slithers up there to the debate stage. The podium's like bending over. They have to make a new podium. That they got to throw that thing away after, you know. Jabba the Hutt's done with it. But I'm being for real, man. They're pushing the Luciferianism, and it's coming from both sides. It's coming from all sides. And it has to be resisted. You want to talk about rebelling against the New World Order? You want to talk about rebelling against Luciferianism? Take a stance against the depopulation agenda of homosexuality. Take a stance against the depopulation agenda of this so-called transhumanism. Take a stance against this agenda. Not just with kids, adults as well. Adults as well. Why? Because it's depopulation. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's exactly what's being done to our civilization. We'll be right.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation. operations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
American politics and American culture embracing Luciferianism and murder known as abortion, healthcare, and a woman's right to choose. We all know just exactly what that is. It's human sacrifice. And they're pushing it on little girls. They're pushing it on young boys to not be responsible. They're pushing on an American culture because they want to win the youth. And like I said, this is nothing new. This is like happened in human history many times. Different civilizations that are open to the occult are open to interfacing with entities that they claim are alien, or they claim are coming from the stars, or they claim are, they are multidimensional, or they claim that they're non-human, which is accurate. And we've seen this with multiple civilizations. We've seen this the past 100 years. Past 500 years, we've seen many cultures and civilizations go through this, I guess we could say, phase where they suppress the truth about God, they suppress the truth about Christ, and they embrace entities interfacing with them. They present themselves like they're technologically advanced. I think that's why you've seen
civilizations, especially during the days of Jesus and his ministry, you saw a lot of what? You saw a lot of the occult. You saw a lot of magicians and those that practice black magic or those that practiced witchcraft. Even this goes back into the Old Testament. This gets recycled. This gets recycled through the timeline. This gets recycled through civilizations and decades and generations. And you see this over and over and over again. And I think the attraction for humanity, is that this supernatural aspect of demonic entities, this supernatural aspect that comes off, which it is, advanced, that goes beyond everything we know about the laws of physics, everything that we know about the laws of gravity or aerodynamics. It appears to be miraculous. I think there's an attraction there. There's a fatal attraction there. And that's the same fatal attraction that Eve fell for in the garden. This goes way back to the origins and the genesis of humanity. All you got to do is go take that fruit. You got to eat it. And you're going to gain some serious knowledge. And you will advance intellectually because there's something God is trying to keep away from you. And you can advance. This is what you got to do it. And this is what you will receive in return. And that gets recycled. I mean, you see the strategies of Satan. You see the themes that he uses. You see the levels of deception. They do change. They do get more advanced. They get more, I would say, extremely tailor-made for individuals and civilizations because it's got to fit for the culture. It's got to make sense for the culture. And, I mean, really think about it. Where American culture has been brought to the point where child human sacrifice is considered healthcare. That's pretty damn advanced. If you ask me, that's pretty damn advanced. Human child sacrifice considered healthcare. But like I said, as we go through the timeline, as we continue through civilization, you've seen this. And you can just take a look at the Bible itself and you see Jesus dealing with the occult. You see the apostles dealing with the occult. You see them dealing with magicians. You see them dealing with those that practice black magic and that are interfacing with supernatural entities that are not holy angels, that are not the Holy Spirit, that are obviously not God. And it gives them supernatural ability. They even monetize it. You see this in the New Testament. They monetize their idolatry and they monetize their ability to make a living based off of having supernatural abilities to interface with beings that are invisible. I mean, this happens to this day with psychics, and this happens to this day with mediums. That's why the Bible forbids it, condemns it, says stay away from it for obvious reasons, because that's a level of the conscience that I believe is reserved only to interface with the Holy Spirit. There's a supernatural ability that God has engineered. We are made in God's image. It gets fully unlocked when you're born again and you have the ability. You can interface with the Holy Spirit. You're regenerated. You're born again. The scales are taken off. You read the Bible. You can understand it. You have the discernment of God. You're interfacing with God himself. You're interfacing with the Spirit. He gives you the clarity, the understanding. There's spiritual gifts as well that are given to the church. That's interfacing with God. That's a supernatural dynamic taking place right there with your conscience, with your spirit, with your soul. Now, the same thing happens in the demonic. That's why God says to stay away from it. You are not to interface with any other spirits other than the one true God, the Holy Spirit himself. Does that make sense? I mean, but that's why I think that's such a fatal attraction for humanity, because people want an experience. They actually get an experience. I don't encourage people to go try this. I don't at all, because I'm a Christian. I got to push you to the Holy Spirit. I got to push you to him. That's the one you need to interface with. Any other spirit outside of that, I mean, that falls down. You shall have no other gods other than me. No other gods other than me than Christ himself. You see, but the crazy thing is, you know, people think this is a bunch of nonsense. People think, oh, dude, you're totally out there. That stuff's not happening. But then they have an encounter with some of these entities, and some people are attracted to it. Some people view it as a gain, and some people view it as a gain. And this stuff goes deep, man. I mean, you see miracles in the demonic. You see insane things going on in foreign countries or third world countries where they use this black magic occult for sources of medicine. And You know, people have an experience. They have a supernatural experience. And some people love it. Some people are attracted to it. Some people want that to continue. So you see all this, these paranormal activity movies and these ghost adventure shows and all these people that are obsessed with interfacing with what they call interdimensional beings, which is absolutely accurate in the UAP, the ufology community. And people are starting to interface with beings that they can't quite literally identify what they are, who they are, but they claim to have advanced knowledge and they appear to have advanced technological abilities that they offer to humanity. I mean, dude, this has been happening for thousands of years, man. And right now, I think there's a reason why that stuff's getting normalized. I think there's a reason why the government literally is coming. The same government that says your elections are not rigged is the same government that came out in 2023 and said, well, aliens are real. It is 100% all real. Now, what does that mean? What exactly does that mean? Please clarify. Please expound on what you are saying and define exactly what you're saying. But they always remain very vague about it. They always remain very vague about it because they want people seeking another spirit. Like I said, the Bible says, the Holy Spirit explicitly says, in the last days, many will depart from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. What spirit are you listening to? What spirit are you interfacing with? What really is guiding your ideology? Who really put the thoughts in your mind to believe the lifestyle that you are now living out today? You got to ask yourself this question as a human being, because every single one of us, I don't care who you are, I don't care if you believe in God, I don't care if you claim to just really not care, I don't claim if you're just the type of person that's like, I just kind of want to live my life and, you know, I don't really care about Jesus or God or any of this stuff. I don't care who you are. Every single human being is interfacing with something. Every single human being is interfacing with something. There's a spiritual dynamic there. Spiritual adultery that takes place when people interface with demonic spirits. And people do it. People do it. Because they actually see results. They get obsessed with it. And that's how you get cults. That's how you get the occult. And that's how you get these doctrines that come out and you get to the levels of child sacrifice and mass orgies, homosexual, heterosexual orgies and bestiality. And that's how you get into all of these acts of worship where the Bible talks about they worship the things of the earth that God has created rather than worshiping the creator himself. And all of it is tied back to interfacing with spirits other than the Holy Spirit, the one true God himself. And I think, like I said, like I started the show, it is just out in the open. They are pushing this on our youth. They are pushing this on the next generation. They are pushing this with the after school Satan clubs. They are just not even trying to hide it. They are not even trying to make it subliminal anymore. And you're seeing this coming from both sides. Like I said, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, they will not condemn the transhuman Baphomet agenda of mutilating and hacking the genitals, just sawing the penis off of a little boy, sawing the breasts off of a little girl. No. I'm not going to say no. We need it. Parents, that should be illegal for parents to do that to their children. No, we're not going to say that. Chris Christie can't even say that. Nikki Haley can't even say that. Why? Because that's Luciferian, dude. That is the Baphomet transhuman agenda to depopulate humanity and a total assault on those made in the image of God, because it's a total assault on God himself. We are his creation. Whether you believe in God or not, you're made in his image. All right, guys, the war room is coming right up. Make sure to follow me, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'll see you guys.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.